There are a lot of pressure being put on that the council will take some responsibility towards the contractors that have been involved in this. But as we've explained tonight, and unless some type of legislation change to that, it's a difficult one to deal with. The contractor has the right to use whatever contractor that they want to get materials from, and the council, when they put houses out to tender, they don't really have any say in that, because the tenders come in, there's a number of tenders, they pick the tender that's the lowest or the best tender that they think is the right one, and whoever gets that tender has the responsibility then to get the contractors themselves and use whatever blocks or whatever contractors is needed. Now the council do and are doing checks on all their stock of councils that they are being built at the minute to make sure that all the material that's been used meets the requirement regulations that's in law at this moment in time.
And as you say, there are regulations in place, but it's hard for the people that have been affected seeing this company every day.
Very, very difficult. I mean, we're all affected. I'm affected myself. Everyone, there's very little people, as I said when I was speaking tonight, there's very little people that's not affected, whether it's your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle. Everyone's affected in some way, and it's a bit like talking about cancer. It's everyone somewhere is affected by that. Everyone somewhere in Donegal, and especially here in Donnyshone, is affected by the mica. And look, there's a lot of positives to take out of tonight's meeting. The positive that so many people come here. There are a lot of answers today from the department and from the minister that are certainly positive steps. It's up to us now as a council to make sure that the council works collaboratively with the department and with ourselves to get this process up and running by September, October. And it's very, very important that there is no delays, and as I said tonight, no ball kicking between the council and the department that, in a position where one's trying to blame the other or trying to blame delays on one another. We can't have that. We have to have everybody working together. And I feel that, up to now everyone has worked together, and I feel that this process is just about to be got over the line, and it'll be great for everyone in Donegal if we can get this over the line. It's going to take time. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a long process where this is all finished. But look, it's up to us now, and the Mica Steering Committee especially, to make sure that the pressure is kept on the council and on the department. And that was the real reason why the Mica Steering Committee was set up, was to keep pressure on the relevant bodies and to also let the general public know, the Mica Action Group know, what's going on behind the scenes.